Oh yeah.
Councilmember Hanser?
Here.
Councilmember Rosander?
Thank you.
That's important.
Consent agenda, we have the minutes, claims, and payroll summary. I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda, the minutes from the November 12th meeting, claims, and payroll summaries.
And second, please.
Second.
We move to second. Discussion?
Krista, I just have one question on the payroll, and it always says for the period, it just gives one date, beginning and ending.
It's the pay date we have to use.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was sure there was some good reason why, but it's caught my eye before. Okay, thank you.
Not a problem.
Any other questions? Comments? Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanser?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Consent agenda is approved. Do you want to go ahead, Kyle, and so the event that you need to take off?
Absolutely. As far as approval, do you guys have any questions about the VFDs for the clarifier building?
Well, Here's what we'll do. We'll cover that at the time, but since you're getting ready to leave, does anybody have any questions on that? With Kyle here, in case he has to go, on the clarifier building, the VFD, those are the variable frequency drive replacements that we've got to do that. Does anybody have any questions on any of that?
So basically, when Pat started, one of them was down. Last summer, we lost another one. This is to just replace all three of them because we figured the two have gone. It's just a matter of time till. And you have a list of different options there. That was a recommendation, so not only is it cost effective, but also is a recommendation from the guy at Western Electric. So one that he preferred to work with and such. So that's kind of, it's all in the upgrade that's coming up anyway. And as I said, the quote's actually cheaper for that. So
yeah, I talked to Pat about it.
Okay.
And then, because I was wondering why you go with the more expensive one for just another $2,700 or whatever.
Yeah.
And he said that there's availability, and that's what this guy recommends.
Yeah, and it is important because that's how we get the water back up to the lake. So it's definitely, we'd be in trouble if we lost our third one. So.
Okay, anybody have any other questions, comments? Okay, thanks, Bob. Assistant Chief Egan.
Mayor, Council, would you receive Chief's report? Do you have any questions for us?
Any questions? Okay, Chris. Kenny?
Subdivision regulations do we not have?
I guess we don't have any, is what I was told by.
What kind of subdivisions do we
have? I don't know, that's what he's going to look into for me, the guy from Great West. I was just visiting with the mayor today, so.
It was just growth policy that indicated that the growth policy.
Yes. He was the one that
needed to take a look at this.
And he is going to meet with the people to just see if there's any grants or funding available that can help us work towards getting those in place. So we're like,
okay, I just wasn't aware that the city had any subdivisions.
I said that also, so it didn't make sense to me, but he said that in the state statute we have to have them, so I said, well, then let's work towards it. But I have the exact same, I didn't think there was a reason for it because we don't have any.
He struggled with that. He said that's unheard of. And I'm like, well,
yeah,
it's the reality.
He really did at the meetings. We're like, we don't have any. He just didn't. It didn't make sense to him. We were like talking two different languages. So I guess I'm going to explore it more in the new year.
I know the county has rules because they can have subdivisions, mm-hmm. but within our city limits,
there's really nowhere to go.
There's
nowhere. It's identifying the growth policy.
We tried to explain that to him, and it was like it was, like Henry saying, it was like it was a total outside apples and oranges. It just didn't make sense to him why it's not going to happen. You know, that's what we said, and it's like it has to happen. No,
so we
it
can't.
It doesn't have to happen.
I don't know. He said we have to get to be
compliant.
Yes, and it didn't make sense to me. So he reached back out to me again. Last week, so I didn't want his email to go unnoticed, and I said, let me know what you find out about the available funding, and we can go from there and
I'll
do a little more research on the end.
We're not going to do something like that.
We're
not going to use anyway. Yeah. It's a requirement.
Yeah. I don't know. Just Michelle might have some guidance for us on it.
Might have a nice little note that says there are no subdivisions or subdivision possibilities.
Yeah, you'd think that might be.
Yeah.
If you want to send me anything on that,
we did tell him that, so I just I didn't know, but he said we have to have them.
And so this is the guy from KLJ telling you?
Yeah.
Great West.
KLJ, we worked with the time before.
Right. So Great West.
Okay. Yeah, Kevin, England.
Oh. They're by Childers.
I know. I thought I was thinking too, but.
Shoot me some of his correspondence and I'll see what I can.
Okay, so
I think
yeah,
we're going to do what Greg said. We'll have to annex the sections of land or whatever. Yeah, there you go. See.
There you have it.
But if we're not in compliance with something, I just didn't want to like disregard what
right.
you're saying. So I'm
right.
just letting you guys know that
sure.
I will look into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm more than happy to take a look at whatever you have.
Yeah, okay, sounds good.
Cool.
I'm glad you asked that, actually.
Okay, thank you.
Michelle?
And you all have my report. Since Thanksgiving week was in the last couple of weeks of our council meeting, not a whole lot going on. The main thing was the mayor and I kind of working through that tax abatement question with Rosebud County, which I think the mayor is likely to address in his comments anyway. And so, but I did some research on that, and Mayor and I had several discussions, and I know Jeff, you had some discussions with the county commissioners as well. So, but that's really about the only thing I was going to see.
Questions, Michelle? Okay, thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Okay, on my report, since Michelle brought it up on the property tax analysis, Clearwater Solar Storage Project, I gave everybody a copy of the handout that was provided by the county commissioners. I went up there last week and visited with them, and I was in tune with Michelle and I visited on a number of things and to in opposition to any type of abatement. But when I got there and it was described the issues associated with the abatement and Senate Bill 117, it did not make any sense to oppose it. So we went through all the issues. Bob Lee described it very well and came out of there with information that doesn't make sense to oppose it. The county's better off with the abatement than without it because of that Senate bill. So they will be preparing, they had a meeting today, I believe, and they'll be preparing a resolution to approve the abatement. So there's a handout in addition to a bunch of other information they provided. And I can provide you also the information on the resolution if you'd like that. But it benefits the county, county residents. It's a non-issue.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. So that's where we're at on it. And Michelle and I went round and round on that with stuff, and
yeah.
particularly with what had occurred previously with the wind farm that was a significant loss to the county on that abatement. But that's not the case in this situation, as described. So
yeah, I went to the meeting today and I'll just make a comment. If you look at it at the numbers and you go, we're going to give you a 50% rebate and we're going to get more money. And you go, it absolutely, but like John mentioned, the Senate Bill 117 tips it upside down. And
yep.
It's like, well.
Yep. And so unless the legislature acts differently at some point, you know,
yeah.
which you can't predict that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, careful.
Yeah. So that was a good discussion, and I was glad I went and sat down and visited with them, and so and there's good information in the handout for you to take a look at on the benefit that will occur as a result of the abatement. There's a coal board meeting Thursday. The medical clinic has a request in before the coal board, and it's going to be on Zoom. I plan on attending that, but the clinic—that's the only request that is in to the coal board. They're going to do it Zoom. I plan on giving them an update on the cemetery and also update on the growth policy. I was going to provide handouts to them at the meeting, but I'll send that information into them, and I will provide them an update on on what has occurred with those grants. The other thing that we're going to be in the process of putting together, as we develop the numbers, we'll be going out for bids on the road projects this next year. And I plan on putting in an application to provide, to request some funding assistance on those road projects that we have identified for next year. But I'm waiting for that all to come together and for us to have the information once KLJ puts the bids out, bid requests out. So we'll have some numbers to go with and provide some information to the Coal Board. But that's my plan on any future with the Coal Board. Our Cedar, Kyle mentioned that Cedar water line to the wastewater plant. You're going to be hearing some more from us on that water line because of the delays that have occurred on that line, the additional costs that have occurred to both to the contractor and to KLJ on the delays, plus the information we didn't have. Full information and disclosure on other lines that were in that same proximity that delayed the project further. So we're working on putting together some type of report that we'll provide to the council based on information that we received from COP. Right now we're in discussions with COP Engineering on with COP Construction on the additional costs that they have experienced. So there's a conversation going on between KLJ and COP on additional costs that COP has experienced, and we are reviewing the information as it's going back and forth, and Doug Whitney's a very important player as we're working through that. So just expect you're going to be hearing more of it and more at, and they will be coming to us for funding. And there's been delays. The project was significantly delayed. We had lack of information from existing lines that COP experienced, and we had issues with getting the railroad inspector in here that caused also delays. And you recall the information that we went through on the additional costs. There was $41,000 that the city experienced additional costs with getting the right of way. But what started out as a relatively simple job has become very complicated. So that's going to be hearing more about that. I was contacted by the Tokyo Broadcasting System. They would like to come to Colstrip, and I expect that I'll be interviewed by those folks as they get that schedule on issues connected with Colstrip's future relationship to energy. So I will probably be gone on December the 23rd. That's my plan, right? It's pretty tentative right now, but I may be gone that day to go to Idaho for with the family. So that may occur. I haven't decided it, but December the 23rd.
So, question. Is the meeting the 23rd or the. Because on this calendar,
yeah.
We discussed it last council meeting, but it showed the 22nd.
We just printed those out since Michelle's not here. We didn't edit anything on it.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys voted or chose last.
Well, we didn't vote.
Not vote, but you guys discussed. Yeah, that it would be the 23rd.
But anyway, unless there's a change, okay.
I think we were happy with the 23rd, and
that's
what we thought.
That's kind of
what
the indication I got. I wasn't so.
Yeah.
So, but if it's on the 23rd, I may not be here. But we'll visit on the roses.
Yeah, I don't think it's probably the 22nd either, unless it is for a couple of other of our. Council members.
Yeah.
I believe the 22nd was last year, and everything just moved into the next year. So I apologize for that. We didn't check dates. We printed it out.
Okay, that's what I've got. Unless there's any questions on any issues.
23rd.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
That's 7.
Next item is public comment. If anybody from the public likes to comment at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For the record, Jim Atchison with Southeastern Montana Development, and I had a couple things I wanted to update the council on. First of all, excuse me, our organization does annual updates of SEDS recaps, so where we go out to 7 different communities, including Colstrip, to do a SWOT analysis. Many of you have participated in these in the past. We certainly appreciate that. We're going to be doing it again this year with a survey, electronic survey, so you'll be getting probably an email and online presence, but please, if and when you see that, you respond what's going good, what's not going good, what should be going on, and you know, anything like that to help us plan for the future for your community, because that's just kind of where a lot of things start. And some of the infrastructure projects and things, and it gives you extra ammo or credibility when you go to the cold border or other places. So please be looking for that, probably about the first of the year or so, getting ready that to do that. Also, we're going to be updating or revising the infamous Colstrip Diversification Strategy, which came out in 2017, 8 years ago. And quite frankly, SCDC uses this probably every day of the week. And we've had some very big success stories come out of this. And so we're going to update it, because things like the SMRs are not on here, the transmission line are not on here, et cetera, et cetera. So we need to update this and keep it moving forward, because your community is one of the few in the state of Montana that I'm aware of that has its own diversification strategy. So that's one of the reasons why some of these big projects are looking at Rosebud County and Colstrip for some of their bigger energy projects and broadband, et cetera, et cetera. So speaking of one of those projects that was in the diversification strategy, the BIC continues to be worked on. We have just about all siding up. We have the west end of the building that still needs siding, and of course the concrete. I believe they were finishing that up today, so we'll see how that went. They're running out of time, they know that, and so go, go, go. Next week, the transformer for the building will be put in or installed by Northwestern Energy, and then we'll have the propane tank also installed. And last but not least, and this is a big deal, in my opinion, the stacks, number 5 and 6, will be put on top of the building probably later next week, and we'll kind of make it a big deal, maybe some donuts and coffee and the media and stuff like that. So they're not that tall, but they do have little blinking lights on them, so aircraft don't run into them. And we're emulating and giving thanks to the big stacks over here. And, of course, so that should be some fun. And then we might send a little press release to our friends in Missoula about their supporting the coal industry for units 5 and 6 being installed. So we'll see where that goes. But anyway, that's off the record. Then as far as completion dates, we're looking at February 1st, give or take a week. A lot of activity has occurred inside the building, but they still have a few things outside, like I just mentioned. And then probably in April-ish, nothing's decided, that we'll have a grand opening. So FYI, that is starting to get attention from around the state, once again, because of the diversification strategy, and we're the little community that thinks it can, just like a Mercer Island, and this is one of those pages in that book where we're going forward with positive things to keep the community alive and thriving. Housing studies. I had a long talk call with the commissioners, and we deal with 4 counties, but this Custer County has completed one, but I'm asking Rosebud County to seriously consider a housing study, a countywide housing study, because in a lot of these documents, and we just know from subjective reasons, housing is becoming more and more of an issue, or lack thereof, et cetera, et cetera. And so a housing study, we think we can get most of the money, if not all of it, from grants to fund it, but it'll give us some meat and potatoes and some black and white stuff that we can go to other organizations and make some progress there with it. Rental housing, workforce housing, that's going to be a big thing in this county in the next couple of years, folks. It already kind of is. And of course, just single family housing as well. So, related to that, House Bill 819, and Representative Perry knows about House Bill 819, and that is that $50 million that was made available by the state of Montana back in the 23 session, but it hasn't really kicked off yet, the program. And our county has signed up with the Housing Authority of Billings, and they should be taking care of that with a conference call. I believe it's next week. and it's an equity assistance down payment plan program to help first-time homeowners get into a house, because a lot of people are paying $1,000 to $2,000 a month rent, and it's hard for them to save equity to make a home purchase, whether they're an engineer or a school teacher or whatever. And so we're seeing that around the state. Our county has allocated from the state of Montana $660,000 to help these purchases. And so that should be getting kicked off here shortly with the county. And the third thing I've been after the county on is to consider down the road, not maybe even next year, but a countywide housing authority, a group that will take it under their wings, the housing issues and challenges and bureaucracy and federal grants and state grants, because we really don't have one here, and that's not our cup of tea. We may be able to do it with different funding, but a housing authority is specifically for housing. And very few rural counties in eastern Montana have one. I know Miles City has one just for the city, but it does help with different housing issues and challenges. So that's down the road a little bit, but FYI on that. And last but not least, due to Dwayne Ankeny's efforts on creating a nuclear SMR task force to help the feds and the state of Montana and the private sector, mostly Northwestern Energy, get through this maze or this journey of looking at small modular nuclear reactors here. I will probably dust that off and complete what Dwayne started with the task force. And so some of you in this room will be asked, and I don't know how many were on that list, but we need to continue to move that forward and see where that goes. That's 6-8 years probably down the road. But it is in the court for Northwestern and a consortium of corporations, because it's not just going to be Northwestern. It's going to be, they're going to need more horsepower. But that's going to start coming back up again here. So anyway, I think I'm way over my 3 minutes. But anyway, thank you. And unless there's any questions.
Any questions, Jim?
We never enforce any 3 minutes.
What's that?
We have never.
Oh, I know.
We have never. That's not what we do. Any other comments in public? Okay, thank you. Go to new business. And the first item is a clarifier building, the BFD replacement. And Kyle described that, and it's described in Pat's request here to approve that replacement of those three valves, and the amount is $17,870, and I will entertain a motion to approve that.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the clarifier building BFD replacement, all three, for the cost of $17,870.
And second, please?
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments from the public? Okay, vote, please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanser?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. That is approved. The next is change order number one for the cemetery paving. This is Warren Transport. This is for some additional work that we had them do up to cemetery. And the amount of money there is $17,264.33. And I will entertain a motion to approve that change order.
Mayor, I'll make a motion for change order number one for a price of $17,264.33 in regard to the cemetery paving.
And second, please?
I'll second it.
Moves and second. Discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I understand the $27,30, that's for the change order on that, but $14,000, did we add more asphalt to the road, or where did that asphalt go that we're getting for?
We didn't add more asphalt. What they did was there was a number of areas where they had to provide grading to slope that was not initially planned, and there was some issues associated with the existing ground conditions that was not identified at the time that they went in to do that. If you recall, when they went up there and removed all of that scoria that was had been placed in there, it was significant.
It went on for water.
So
okay.
So that's what occurred, and so
That's, you know, we had them go down, go in there and do some additional work and they did. You know, I'm very pleased. If you've been up there and taken a look at it, it's a great project and very successfully completed and came in much less than what we had anticipated. And you recall we had a request in there to the Coal Board, and they funded that. I also have a request into the Colstrip Community Impact Foundation of $100,000 that will be heard this month.
January.
That'll be heard January to help us on the next phase of that project. So I do have that request before the Community Impact Foundation. So any other questions? Comments from the public? Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanser?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosanna?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That is approved. And thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, Krista. If there's no other business, I will...
Yeah, one
other
more
piece of business.
Oh!
You're so funny.
just trying to skip right over that.
Next
item. Full panic.
No one's letting you leave the room.
Good. Okay, I'll next up with something.
Wait.
Anyway, I have a letter entry for the city council for joining with me and declaring the day after Christmas, December 26th, as a city holiday for our employees. So I would like to request the council approval of that declaration.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the declaration of December 26th, 2025, holiday for the employees.
And second, please.
I'll second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Since things shift in the calendar, is this specifically to this year? Is this specific to this year?
Just this year. That's
okay.
You know, it depends on what happens. Every year is a little different. This year, kind of, everything fits really well with it. The day after Christmas, and it gives them a four-day holiday. So it's a good fit this year.
So we have to amend it to say that it's specific to 2025?
No. In the contract with the bargaining units, that provides me the opportunity of doing that. So, okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? A vote, please.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanser?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley.
Well,
thank you, and on
that.
Behalf of all the employees, thank you.
Yes. Thank you for that.
We don't get all the
employees. I have some ideas. I don't know if I'm
really
introducing it.
Really excited when he gave me that to type.
Well, with that, I shall too be in Idaho for Christmas.
Okay. I'm proposing that Veterans Park be renamed John Williams Veterans Park, and we're serious about it. It's actually my wife's idea. She thought it should have happened when we dedicated Veterans Park. John's done a terrific amount for the town of Colstrip. He's a dedicated veteran, and I'm going to tell you from my heart, I think it's the right thing to do. I wanted to do it before we changed council members, even though I think Corey would support this, or I hope she would. But so I don't know what the exact name would be or whatever, but I'm tossing it out there.
Is that a motion?
Whatever we got to do to run it through the system.
Just asking to be placed on the agenda in the future.
Okay, good.
Thank you for that. I really... tough for me not to become emotional about it.
Right. Just be flattered. You've done a lot for us, and it's cool. Just
okay.
Accept it, and we want it there, and I want it there before you're gone or you know, moved away or and whatever. So, and like I said, it's actually Erlene's idea. I think it's the right thing, and I think my co-council members do too.
Okay, let me just thank you for that. I very much appreciate that. You know, I've taken a lot of pride in all of our veterans within the community on that on working towards that and working with CPRD and doing what is out there. So I am very, thank you for that, those comments, but I'm very satisfied with the way it currently is. So just so you know.
Cal, I would be insistent that we change it regardless. So you'd be flattered, and I'm sure we'll talk some more, but accept it. Be happy.
No, thank you. Okay.
I think it's a good idea.
Are we going to stick with 1 o'clock on the 22nd? Yeah. Oh, are we sticking with 1 o'clock on the 22nd? Or are we
23rd.
Reference to the ambulance possibly not being here on the 23rd? Is that...
I just checked. I'm off, so I can.
Okay. If you want to do that, do you want to do it on the.
Well, we got to clock. Is it enough time to change it? The meeting for next.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
We got enough time.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
For you, Greg.
Yeah. I'm told.
If everybody's okay with that, then that's what we'll do. If we're all unanimous on that.
Monday at 1 o'clock.
Monday at 1 o'clock
on the 22nd.
Nice. Okay.
So now you can change.
Hey, now they again. Now the calendar is correct, except Greg's, because I wrote on yours.
Now you're right.
I'll make Pat be here.
Well, that'll be fun. That'll work really great.
And can we see that on the agenda?
Yeah.
As far as the Veterans Park proposal.
Oh, we can put that on, please.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, if there's no other business to come before the council, I will adjourn the meeting and thank everybody. Thanks for that day off.